This story was previously published on Alora Fergus Today. Drayton, it's still a steakhouse, but with a twist. With new ownership, new decor and a new menu, Drayton Chop House offers a wide variety of seasonal dishes meant to suit all tastes, including vegetarian and vegan options. We received the keys in September. We renovated and then we opened in November, said Drayton Chop House co-owner Vidit Gupta. We've made lots of great changes and it seems everyone likes it. People here in town are friendly and have really shown us their support. Under its previous ownership, the restaurant closed about a year before it was relaunched. Gupta moved to Canada from India in 2016. And then I moved here from Calgary. I have been in small towns before, so for me, this is nothing new, Gupta said. Gupta's first job in Canada was at a restaurant. Little did he know he would meet his future business partner, Gaurav Parmar. It's really something, because our families in India are close. But I never met Gaurav in India. He knows my parents, but I had never met him, Gupta said. So, Gaurav came to see me when I moved here, and that's when the journey began. Parmar, 39, has lived in Drayton since 2021, and has been in the restaurant business for 22 years. It's a great community, and it is very friendly and peaceful. I lived in Mississauga previously, and this is a big change, Parmar said. Located at 41 Wellington Street North, Drayton Chop House offers new lunch and dinner menus that include a variety of options such as the chili chicken bowl, butter chicken, fish and chips, burgers, pastas, and steak. You cannot say that it is a typical steakhouse. There really is a mix of everything, Gupta said. Our most popular dish is the fish and chips, then the pork ribs, and third, I would say it is the barbecue smoked house burger, which is very good. Our butter chicken and pasta dishes are quite popular too. With the first summer season drawing near, Drayton Chop House is making preparations to open its patio. We are getting ready for our first summer here and we hope to renovate the patio. As for our menu, we would like to add some summer options with some more salads, Parmar said. And with the Drayton Festival Theatre opening soon, that's great for us. We are already getting bookings for its first production. With staff of about 14, Drayton Chop House is passionate about creating delicious and high-quality meals using fresh ingredients sourced from local farmers. Once summer arrives, we will add a summer menu and we will see what people enjoy, Parmar said. We will also see what we can find locally in the summer in terms of meats and produce. There is so much around us. Whatever we can get locally, we will get locally. Parmar also plans to grow fresh produce, including herbs and tomatoes, in his own garden. This summer, we look forward to seeing everyone traveling through. Whether they are off to the theater or the lake, we look forward to welcoming them, Parmar said. I think it will take about a year to get a feel for this, but so far, so good. And we are grateful to everyone for supporting us.